This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The pharmacy chain Rite Aid today reported profits that were up 16%, but the company revised downward its outlook for next year, and the stock is having a bad day, down 8.2%. Rite Aid had been coming off a banner period after 5 years in the wilderness. Audrey Quinn has more.
Brian Nichols is a value investor. He sniffs out cheap stocks about to go up. And this past year, his number one value stock pick was Rite Aid. The pharmacy's revamped its image, started new customer loyalty programs. But really?
The bigger story with Rite Aid is the rate at which new generics are being introduced to the market.
When a generic drug comes out, it's usually so much cheaper than the brand name, pharmacies can get away with selling it at a much bigger markup. And these days, billions of dollars of brand name drugs are going generic.
I think that is what's driving profits, and that's why the stock itself and Walgreens, CVS have all soared to such a degree.
But not all pharmacies are charging these big markups. Earlier this year, Lisa Gill looked at generic drug prices for Consumer Reports.
And what we found was shocking. In fact, it was the largest variations we had ever seen in this kind of drug pricing study.
She found big pharmacies, they can charge 2 to 5 times as much for drugs as smaller pharmacies and Costco. So she says it's smart to shop around. In New York, I'm Audrey Quinn for Marketplace.